Well, here to announce the release of two local recordings of holiday music are Elizabeth Start, cellist, composer, arranger, and director of the Michigan Festival of Sacred Music, and a multi-talented artist in her own right, Carolyn Keeble, percussionist, guitarist, singer, band leader, and much more. There are two recordings, but there's a story to tell about collaboration here. It's very nice to have you both, Carolyn and Betsy.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for coming. This is the first time I've ever done a sort of dual CD release with two different CDs and different, somewhat different programs, but here together to talk about them at the same time. So maybe there's a story behind that we should hear.
There's always a story behind it.
I was trying to remember when we first started talking about it. It had to be just August.
Well, maybe just before that, you had led on in a collaboration we did earlier in the spring that you were sitting on a collection of yet-to-be-recorded arrangements of Christmas carols.
Right.
And I knew already in the back of my mind that I was doing the same thing and was looking for a couple additional pieces, particularly some in the string family, to kind of round out the collection of pieces that this album contains.
Well, let's start with Carolyn's recording. What did you call it?
It ended up with a little bit of an odd title for a Christmas album, perhaps, but I chose one of the lines from Silent Night for the title of the album. So the, I think the second verse, Son of God Loves Pure Light. And I was inspired by the season that we're in and this particular piece of artwork from John Walker, Gay Walker's late husband. And I became familiar with this piece of his a number of years ago when I was doing a hospice recording project. And John passed last year just during the holiday season in the hospice where I work. And this image immediately just came to mind. And Silent Night is the closing track on this project. And I thought, what would be, you know, I was kind of scanning the lyrics, actually, to find one that might be congruent with the image, and that's how that arrived.
So it's called Love's Pure Light.
It is.
Lovely. And Betsy, A Very Cello Christmas.
That's right, a little more banal title.
Self-explanatory. Oh, yes. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, it is all cello all the time. These are solo arrangements that I created actually last year going into the holidays. I knew I was doing some programs at retirement communities, and I thought I had a book of stuff with backing tracks that I could just use, and then I listened to it, and I thought, oh, no. It's like this super overproduced stuff, and, you know, if you're in Suzuki Book 4, you could play the melodies. So I thought, no, I cannot do this. So I started creating my own, and I'd already done some stuff with Simple Gifts, where, you know, I kind of elaborate on it, kind of a singing in the shower sort of elaborations of the melodies and with double stops. But they're all things that I can, you know, I do play solo as well. So it's cello.
The one funny thing about Christmas albums is that probably every Christmas album that was ever made was actually made in July, August.
That is true. I really tried to start this one last winter, and we got darn close, but it was already April.
So it feels a little out of sync when you started.
It's true. September. Yeah, September was the September 1st was the recording.
That's pretty good, Betsy. That's getting at least close to knowing how winter might feel.
That's true. And then it also made it very hectic to get it all created in time, too, because we wanted it before the Thanksgiving weekend. And I know that when I was doing the artwork and uploading it, it was, it was right as the festival was about to start. And, yeah, there was a lot going on.
That's for sure.
Well, let's tell listeners about a public event at which both of these brand new recordings will be released, a CD release celebration. It's this Thursday at...
Next Thursday.
Oh, December 7th.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Betsy.
Yeah.
Okay, a week from this Thursday.
I need
Thursday.
To practice.
I don't know what week it is anymore.
It's
all moving quickly.
It's all continuous.
So December 7th begins at 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church. Will there be live music for this, I assume?
Absolutely. Yes. And actually, it's a quartet. It came together kind of mysteriously. We discuss the date, and it also was a date that works for the featured hammer dulcimer artist Doug Birch from Lansing. And coincidentally, the French singer who's featured on the album is coming through town to finish a recording project at La Luna that day, and she's able to stop in, so we'll be able to present a lot of the French carols, dulcimer music, cello settings, and a bit of the other material.
Okay. Well, maybe we could stop and listen to this French carol, perhaps, Noël Nouvelet?
Sure, that'd be great. This is Muriel Raymond, a French singer located outside Chicago. I did production work and percussion on an album of hers just a couple of years ago. And so when I came back around to the idea of a holiday project, I thought, well, there's so many beautiful French pieces, and who better than this woman born and steeped in this tradition? And it turns out also with a strong, strong background in early music. So she knew a lot of wonderful pieces. So this is Muriel, Doug Birch on hammer dulcimer, and is this piece right? Eric Strand from Our Early Music Michigan plays his portatif organ,
oh,
so
nice.
You'll hear kind of a mysterious reed sound in there.
Chantons Noël pour le renouveler. Noël, Noël.
We're listening to new seasonal music from a recording called Love's Pure Light. Carolyn Keeble is the primary artist on it, along with many guest artists. Carolyn Keeble and Elizabeth Start here today to talk about two new albums, Love's Pure Light and A Very Cello Christmas, which we'll be getting to right after we talk a little more. And another track from Very Cello coming up in a few minutes. But want to say that there will be a CD release celebration on Thursday, December 7th at 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church. That is coming up next week. There is an art hop, as it turns out, this week. And there may be some copies available downtown. Carolyn?
We'll work it out. Sure, sure. We have CDs downtown on the mall at Terrapin. And then the kind of newer annex to the Book Bug in the Oakland Square Plaza. This is not a bookstore, is that right?
This is a bookstore.
There's so many things in there. I walked through it and was quite amazed at what they've been doing over there. It's a beautiful space. And Scott Tribby as well, Scott Tribby Violins on Lovell.
Right.
That's right. During the day, not necessarily during the art hop.
Right. Yeah, I don't think he'll keep open late for us.
He won't be hopping.
Well, Carolyn, can you follow up a little bit with all of the collaborators that show up on this recording?
Well, it is. I mean, actually, I did more of the production work and am not playing so much on the project, maybe on about half the tracks. It was inspired by my friend Doug Birch, who I've been doing work with the last several years. He's a just very, very artistic hammer dulcimer player and has been national champion many times over and was quite big in the Celtic music scene in Colorado, Boulder, and did a lot of touring with Colcannon, a group of his that was successful a number of years back. And over time, people have been asking him diligently every holiday season, Doug, when are you going to record your Christmas CD? And he just kind of shrugs his shoulders and says, hopefully never.
this is a discussion many musicians have to have.
On and on and on. And so I got this very strong feeling that, in fact, he never would do it if it was the matter of himself going in the studio and doing a full-length album of dulcimer Christmas carols. And on the one hand, there's something beautiful about that, about doing it. And on the other hand, I see his point. So I thought, I see a way around this. He would be such a wonderful part of a greater whole, you know. So featuring him on three tracks with the hammer dulcimer and then in collaboration with other artists on three additional tracks. And then a number of other folks do one or two pieces. Henrik Karapetyan, an Armenian violinist extraordinaire out of Ann Arbor, has a couple of settings of himself plus himself plus himself, kind of not quite like Betsy's project, but Henrik did layers of solo violin and made some trio and quartet arrangements of some carols that are quite interesting and unique. And as I said, the track we just heard, Muriel Raymond, is the featured vocalist on several pieces. One is in Provençal, an early style of French language. The other is more traditional French and an old, very old Latin piece as well. And then a few pieces from my Andro collaborator, James Spalink, out of Rockford, Michigan. He did two different collections of solo Celtic Christmas albums. So there's a couple of pieces of his featured from that. And one of my old music therapy students, Molly Grettenberger, is a wonderful harpist. So she did two pieces on the CD as well. And it ended up being a collection of people who, to be honest, otherwise probably wouldn't have created a recording. And so it's just a really wonderful and joyful experience to see what that's like for someone to go into the recording studio for the first time and to hear it and to just be so, you know, elated and excited that this happened and grateful for the opportunity. You know, again, with Molly, she wasn't going to go and make a collection of solo Christmas carols, but to be part of this greater collaboration.
So you were kind of
fun.
You were kind of the shepherd.
Something like that.
Keeping all of these musical
like
sheep
that
in order. And
so there's about 12 different contributors.
That's wonderful. Were you concerned with keeping a sort of concept and flow so that Or did you not worry about whether one track sounded completely different from another track?
I will say that my desire was, you know, the way I described it to each person was that I wanted, if possible, to somehow create a deeply stirring collection of melodies, holiday melodies, that kind of felt a bit mystical, if that's possible to achieve. And Doug is actually, he does that so beautifully. Every single time he touches his instrument, he just transcends. And the music that comes out of his instrument and out of his spirit is, you know, indescribable. And so I thought, if he's my anchor and everything else has to keep company with this, and people kind of, I actually did send his tracks to other contributors and said, this is the aesthetic, this is the vibe I want. What could you bring to the equation to kind of maintain this feeling? So it's very non-commercial. It's very reflective, very meditative in a certain kind of way, but just hopefully deeply beautiful.
Well, we're going to dip back into this recording in a little later, but I wanted to turn to A Very Cello Christmas and the sound, the beautiful sound of the cello. And Betsy, Carolyn just mentioned juggling a lot of things, but you are her equal, if not exceeding many, many commitments. You are, first of all, a professional performer.
Yes.
With various orchestras.
Yeah, and various contractors. I get to play Johnny Mathis' Christmas concert this Friday in the Chicago area.
So, oh, wow.
Looking forward to that.
Are you going to be kind of swinging it?
From my chair. There's two cellos there, so yeah.
Nice.
So all of this activity can make it hard, as you said, to focus and say, well, I also want to produce an album alongside of all of this. So it was partly Carolyn's inspiration to have you do this.
Yeah, it was really entirely her fault, I think.
You're welcome.
And now she wanted to take a couple of my tracks. And so I thought, well, okay, then, you know, what's in it for me? She said, oh, I'll give you some extra studio time. So that day I recorded about, five or six.
Almost half the project.
Yeah, and then I was knee-deep, you know, and I couldn't go back. And I do thank her, because I wouldn't have got around to it, I'm sure. It would have been something like it got to October and I thought, would think, you know, too late for this year. So, so it's done.
Well, what would you like us to listen to?
I think you have Bleak Midwinter. Yes. In the Bleak Midwinter.
This is the opening track of A Very Cello Christmas featuring Elizabeth Start.
Yeah.
That's In the Bleak Midwinter, an arrangement for solo cello performed by Betsy Start, who's here with me today, along with Carolyn Keeble. A Very Cello Christmas is the new album. And I'm sure a lot of people will be happy. I'm happy that we have some solo cello from Elizabeth Start that actually, you know, goes along with many other recordings that over the years you've released, mostly of almost all original.
Yes, most
compositions.
Of my, yeah. And so this is the first time I've done something that's arrangements of tunes.
Well, this was you kept the melody as familiar as we all know it. Mm-hmm. Didn't atonalize or anything.
No.
re-harmonize. Although I know
Temptation,
your,
was it?
Your musical mind can absolutely go in that direction for unusual sounds and harmonies. But for solo cello, you kind of respected the original here.
Yeah, well, and also for the sort of
occasion
and audiences, and you know, I don't want to shake anybody up too much. Probably one of the most unusual pieces in there is the Angel Fantasy, but otherwise, throughout you're hearing the tune pretty clearly, just set with double stops or ornamentation, things like that,
and octaves and.
Yeah.
Was it nice just to feature yourself in the studio and hear the voice of your own instrument coming back as you listen?
You know, the more you hear yourself, the more you hear.
Oh, you know that singer
God,
thing? It's true for instrumentalists,
right.
too.
Yeah, it's like, oh, geez, nothing sounds good. So,
oh, man, I know this just from talking on the radio.
Yeah. Anytime you want to get your ego whipped into shape, you just go in the recording studio.
Yeah, it was very different because all my other CDs have been from live performances. And this is the first time that it was actually in the studio doing multiple takes, putting things together, deciding, you know, did I really like that turn of phrase better? Whereas if it's something from a concert, it just worked, it was nice, and we got it.
And that's why I like live radio.
Yes,
even though I make mistakes at times, I want to say the concert at which both of these CDs will be released, the celebration is Thursday, December 7th at 7 p.m., a Sounds of the Season concert at First Baptist Church. And there is an Art Hop this week. You can find copies of Love's Pure Light at Terrapin and the Book Bug Annex called This Is a Bookstore on Oakland Drive.
And at hopefully mine as well.
Yes.
At both locations. Yes. And Scott Truby's Island.
So in the next few days, there will be copies distributed around.
That's right.
Good.
And wherever you find us, you know.
Yeah. That's even better.
Walking the streets of Kalamazoo in person.
It's not unusual to run into one or both of you.
True.
CD Baby will be an opportunity or a place online to find these
for digital downloads. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, talk about another setting you've made here.
Okay. Well, since we've talked about how I've kept the melody so much in so many of them, how about the Angel's Fantasy?
Okay.
Which actually was inspired by a piece that I heard, well, I played in with Elgin Symphony a few years ago and children's chorus, and it sort of created this atmosphere with the orchestra, and you hear little bits of Angels We have heard on High, and then it turns into the tune as it comes down to earth. And basically that's what happens here. We get little fragments, it comes down to earth, and you get it nice, robust, and then it evaporates again.
Wonderful.
Into wind sounds.
We heard a very otherworldly arrangement of Angels We Have Heard on High. If you tuned in during the music, that was one of Kalamazoo's fine musicians, cellist Elizabeth Start, composer as well, and setter of many different holiday tunes. That's from your new album, A Very Cello Christmas. Selections arranged and performed by Elizabeth Start. I'm thinking of how we use Christmas music during the season, and I think everyone needs at least one instrumental album that can be part part of a gathering of people,
right,
or simply a time to just give yourself a moment to meditate as well.
And actually, I need to put in here an endorsement from my great nephew.
Oh,
On Thanksgiving, my nieces visited, and they then drove to Detroit to visit their uncle. And I had given both of my nieces a copy of the CD. Haven't heard from the one niece yet, but the one with the, who came back to Kalamazoo said that I think he's about 6 years old. Silas asked to hear it a second time on the way back. And then they asked to buy one from me to give to her husband's parents. So I thought, well, there, right there, there's an endorsement. And Silas has gone way up in my estimation now.
Oh,
very astute six-year-old.
Oh, my. You could add a sticker to the front of endorsed by Silas.
Right.
To the recording. Well, the recordings will be available at a public concert on December 7th at 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church, which would be a nice place to, always is a nice place to hold live and acoustic music. One of the, you know, cornerstone performance spaces in Kalamazoo. You mentioned earlier, maybe I should mention it again, that there will be a gathering of at least four musicians.
Yes, that's right.
And Elizabeth,
I'll be interjecting with my solo cello.
That's right. We'll put you in the balcony all by your lonesome.
Doug Birch on hammer dulcimer, Muriel Raymond, French vocals, and myself.
That's great. Well, let's move back to Love's Pure Light. Carolyn, this is your release. And will these be available as a set in any way at the concert or?
Well, we did print an ad in the Messiah Sing program, which said $12 each or both for $20.
Awesome. Yes, wherever both can be found.
That's right.
Okay. And that might be, of course, at the concert and possibly around town, Book Bug or Terrapin. So let's hear another selection. What do you think we should listen to, Carolyn?
We thought maybe we'll try the Swedish hymn.
Swedish?
Yes. It's a Swedish at the beginning, and if you stay tuned, you essentially get the English translation sung to you as well. All hail to thee, O blessed morn. And this is a arrangement by David Melby, a wonderful tenor and gifted music therapist out of the Minneapolis area, who's done a number of collaborations with me over the past few years.
Var hälsad sköna morgonstund som av profeters helga mun är oss bebådad vården. Du store dag, du selle dag på vilken himlens välbehag ännu besöker jorden. Unga, sjunga med de gamla, se församla jordens böner. Kring den största av dess söner. All hail to thee, O blessed morn, to tidings long by prophets born, hast thou fulfillment given. O sacred and immortal day, when unto earth in glorious ray descends the grace of heaven. Singing, ringing, sounds are blending, praises sending unto heaven. For the Savior to us give, blessed morn.
That's from a new release called Love's Pure Light. We heard a Swedish carol, which I hesitate to try to pronounce.
You have to listen to it and catch it in the first line.
Carolyn Keeble is my guest, and Betsy Start is my guest. Both have new albums for the holidays, which will be available at a public concert on December 7th at 7 p.m. downtown at First Baptist Church. And we're just exploring some of the tracks here. I still have yet to find a truly representational record track from your recording.
One iconic track. There's only 19 to choose. What's the problem here?
It's a little easier in Betsy's case because this focuses on pure cello and pure mm-hmm. cello sound. And many of the melodies are ones we already know. And so it's an ideal selection for that familiarity as well as a kind of recording that works both as an accompaniment to, you know, chatting and talking or sitting and listening. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, congratulations again to both of you. I'm not sure we have too much more to talk about in terms of how they were,
sure.
How they came about. Yeah. So let's mm-hmm. keep focusing on the music.
Sounds good.
Where should we go back to? Perhaps one more from Betsy, and then we can finish up with one or two from Love's Pure Light.
Great. Okay. Well, I think it looked like the CD was almost queued up to the Three Ships and Three Kings. And that's just, I decided to put the two together. And I actually do that with two Away in the Mangers melodies, too, where I actually put them on top of each other. In this case, it turns into more of the Three Ships and Three Kings. One gets presented, the other gets presented, and then they get presented together but chopped up. So you hear a little bit of, you'll be able to tell very easily from the articulations, oh, that's Three Ships, oh, that's Three Kings at the end.
Let's hear it. And again, the concert is next Thursday at 7 at First Baptist Church. Once again, that was Elizabeth Start and a track from her new album, A Very Cello Christmas, and a clever setting of two tunes in one, Three Ships and Three Kings. Yeah. Well done. That's fun.
Thank you.
The concert featuring the music from these new releases is next Thursday at 7 p.m., December 7th, at First Baptist Church. And if you tuned in during the music, I'm also spending a little time here with Carolyn Keeble, who has released an album called Love's Pure Light, mm-hmm. which is a showcase for your many friends.
It is.
Including a hammered dulcimer player that used to play with Cole Cannon.
Yes.
Is he still based in Michigan?
He actually moved to Michigan to be a manager at Elderly Music. Some years ago, he left life in the Boulder music scene, came to Michigan to try that out, fell in love, and has stuck around and plays quite a lot in the circuit with Wanda Deegan and some of the more Celtic-oriented players up there. But my favorite work is his solo work, and he and I have been doing a lot of collaboration together the last few years. And we typically do concerts together, and he'll say, "Hey, I thought you were going to play on that one." You know, we do a lot of live shows and they're fairly spontaneous. And I say, "Well, but then I start listening to you and it's so beautiful by itself. I don't think it needs anything else." So myself and many other people have been asking him to record a solo collection of these pieces for a long time, so it wasn't on his to-do list. So I gave just a little nudge encouragement and booked the studio time, and he showed up for it.
So you put it on your to-do list.
That's
Doug
right.
Doug Birch is his name, and the Hammer Dulcimer is hammered. Hammer? Or
Most people will say hammered because it's an active thing that you do. The hammer sits there, but once it's hammered, the music comes alive. Mm.
The instrument itself has such a bell-like quality and the ringing of pure and complicated tones and harmonies.
Yeah, it has such, can really have quite massive sustain as the strings start to build up together. So the first piece on the album, Christmas Day in the Morning, is a very pure, traditional quality of the instrument. And later, he does his own theme and variations on God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, and he completely showcases the art of the pedaled, dampened hammer dulcimer. So he actually has rigged up more like a cymbalum. He has pedals on it, dampener pedals, like you would find on a piano or something like this, and he's able to do a lot of muted and special effects. So it's quite a virtuosic display on that track. And the third featured track of his is a gorgeous rendition of O Come Emmanuel, also with vocals.
That's right. Well, we have time to hear Christmas Day in the Morning.
Great.
Let's give that a listen. Again, this is from Love's Pure Light, and the concert is a week from this Thursday, 7 p.m. at First Baptist Church on December 7th.
Thank you.
We just heard the opening track from Love's Pure Light, the holiday release from Carolyn Keeble and Friends, and that featured Doug Birch on the hammered dulcimer. Also, we're featuring A Very Cello Christmas, which is a solo album from Elizabeth Start, and both will be available and maybe available together for a better deal attend the concert next week, which is at 7 p.m. on Thursday at First Baptist Church. Well, any final thoughts on how to connect listeners with holiday music by their own local artists?
Well, I know that Carolyn's gotten herself onto CD Baby, and I'm going to try and do something similar, and perhaps also through my website, which is surprisingly elizabethstart.com.
I like it.
And
there you go.
We're going to have CDs at Scott Truby's violins, Bookbug,
and Terrapin, and then just sort of wherever you might find us.
Yeah, we could try.
I do door-to-door delivery.
Yeah, me too. And we could maybe try and have a little tracking system. Where's Carolyn?
Oh,
where's
yeah, Betsy? Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, so where in the world is Carolyn? That's what I need.
The concert next week is free and open to the public with a suggested donation.
Exactly.
And of course, the CDs will be available at a special price there. And I guess that's all we have to say at the end of the hour, to make sure people know where to find it, and to say thank you both for coming in and previewing the recordings here on WNUK with me.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Let's hear something seasonal to take us to the news.
Hey, a little nod to the Pure Drop, perhaps. This is kind of a Celtish setting of a fairly popular tune.